On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. And you can find out more about Plugged In. Go to PluggedIn.com from Focus on the Family. What a great bunch of resources they have. It was great to catch up with the director Plugged In, first couple segments of the show. And if you have not been there yet, strongly encourage you to go to klyt.fm and see the brand new website that launched just, I don't know if it's late yesterday or today, but the brand new KLYT website. You want to go check that out. And in the Action Center at klyt.fm, you'll find information about Bring Your Bible, which, by the way, was today. If you're at work or maybe you're headed to night class, bring your Bible with you. It's Bring Your Bible Day. Focused on the Family, of course, heading that up. And this Saturday is day one of Balloon Fiesta. We put it on the website. Click on the banner in the Action Center at klyt.fm. Just click on the balloons. And the two tabs I'll draw your attention to on their website is Experience the Fiesta, especially if you're visiting from out of town and you're not familiar with what is Balloons Aloft or what's the Dawn Patrol. You can go find out at the website and plan your visit. There's a guest guide, and the drop-down I'm probably going to go to most for you as we walk through the fiesta is the event schedule and let you know each day what's planned. It's something new, and I mentioned this a couple times. I learned that I always expect the drone shows to be, like just before or after the glows at night. They do drone shows in the morning. I did not know that. So there's new things to learn, even if you like me, I went to the first International Balloon Fiesta back in the 70s when it was just balloons. There's all kinds of things going on, so go check it out. And stay with us through this segment. We are going to update you as we welcome friends in from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Paula Gonzalez and Jennifer Ward are here. Ladies, I almost didn't recognize you.
Oh, it's been a long time.
I'm giving them a hard time. Actually, the truth is both of them have been busy saving lives.
Yes,
that is the truth.
You like that? See where I went there? But I had to give you a little bit of trouble there. and we obviously appreciate everything that you do. And for those, I don't know who, as a listener of the station, wouldn't be familiar with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, but for those not familiar, I'll throw it to you ladies. Give them just a general, this is who we are.
Yes, absolutely. CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, we are a nonprofit organization who comes along women who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy. We offer free and confidential services such as pregnancy test, ultrasound, and STI testing. Along with that, we also offer material assistance, and we walk alongside mom up until baby is 3 years of age. We have a baby boutique where they can come earn diapers and wipes and shop at the baby boutique at no cost to her.
Nice. You build relationships.
Absolutely.
That's one thing I think many people might be surprised about who grew up when they, often in our culture, women's health, that's why we need to support, these other organizations that they claim to be concerned with women's health.
Yeah.
There's not much talk about the mom, the dad, the baby, which is all considered.
Absolutely.
And the soul at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. You're gonna be loved by those who are on staff and volunteer and love Jesus and love you like Jesus would.
Absolutely. We share the gospel. We are 100% permission based. We want to educate her. We want to share the good news. We also want to come alongside dads. So we have program for dad. And we just want to make sure that she is well equipped and well supported.
Yeah. So all kinds of things happen in this issue of abortion. Mm-hmm. And actually, let's talk. I'll try more to talk about Let's Choose Abundant Life, which Care Net Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque practices. But you're combating, you're combating a lot of evil things going on.
Death.
Yeah. a lot of, you're combating death, but not just death, but I mean, the taking of life.
Yes.
And the putting others at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heartbreaking to hear some of the stories that we hear from those who chose other than life and abundant life.
You know, in the state that we live in, Steve, it's really sad how, whether it's a woman who decides to move forward with her pregnancy or a woman that's contemplating an abortion, every step of the way that she has with her OB doctor, women's health, every step of the way of her pregnancy, they're asking her, and I'll tell you how I know this, they're really giving her those options in regards to, hey, you know, first of all, they talk bad about CareNet. And then they kind of just tell them these, like, well, you know, if you this wasn't unplanned, or if this was unplanned, these are the choices that you have. So they're always in that battle. That woman is always in that battle of vulnerability,
yeah,
to choosing an abortion when they have no idea what they're dealing with. This is a life, and these women are in a battle through their pregnancy.
Yeah. You know, in our last segment, it came up too, and it may come up here for a little while, but it's hard not to. The news cycle that was just dominated by Charlie Kirk's story. And I sit here and I think, you know, much of how I've been equipped lately to have these conversations is watching how he would walk through a conversation with people on college campuses in regards to abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And he represented Christ well. He was kind, but didn't apologize for sharing the truth in love. Boy, did Care Net Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque and all across the country and, you know, pro-life pregnancy centers lose an advocate when they lost Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, he's left a legacy out there, and it's not hard to find discussions he had, which, by the way, and I encourage you, maybe if you're listening, saying, what are you talking about? If this is a struggle you're walking through right now, maybe you're in the midst of an unplanned pregnancy,
yeah,
you want to hear both sides, because Charlie gave people the microphone,
mm-hmm,
to talk about both sides of the issue. Look up Charlie Kirk debate on or discussion on abortion, and you'll find a lot of truth.
And I think most of the time, sadly, you know, because of the uncertainty, the unplanned pregnancy, what she finds herself in a place of, she doesn't know what to do, that it is so, the decision that she is going to make is going to affect her for the rest of her life. And I don't know, and maybe, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the abortion pill, because most of the abortions nowadays are, it's over 70%.
Even here locally.
Yes.
Wow.
70% of abortions are now done through the abortion pill. And we have women that call us because we have the reversal. And so it reverses the, once she takes the first pill, and she immediately, it's an immediate regret of what she's doing. It's almost like a wake up,
yeah,
from the slumber.
Now, is there typically a set time if they're going to use mm-hmm, chemical abortion, mm-hmm, to the pill for abortion between the first and second pill?
So, yeah, based off of, you know, she no longer has to go to the doctor to go see how far along she is. You should know how far along you,
yeah,
are. Okay. And there are women that do not know, even when they come to the center, they don't even know when their last menstrual was. So they don't know how far along their pregnancy is. So it's so important for them to go to the doctor, come to CareNet. We want to walk alongside you. We want to give you information, vital information that she deserves to know. So so she takes the first abortion, she regrets it, she can call, Google us on carenetabq.com or Google abortion pill reversal, and they will get you in contact with us. Most of the time, women find that avenue where they Google abortion pill reversal.
I'm going to guess when they go somewhere that'll give them an abortion pill, they have to pony up some cash for that.
Yes, they do. And okay. It could be up to $650.
Okay. And Paula, when they take that first pill and they have that regret and they think, I heard about a reversal, but that's another $600.
No,
it's not.
It's free to her.
Yeah.
No cost to her. And she has within 48 hours of taking that first pill. Now, the second pill, Steve, is not even approved by the FDA, FYI.
Huh.
Okay. You can Google it. It'll show it up. It'll say risk. Not approved by the FDA.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So you do not need approval by the FDA to distribute drugs.
Oh, it's pretty shady.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Wow.
So
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Go look it up.
Where do they find it?
They can go to the FDA.
FDA website.
FDA website.
Yeah.
And you do Mifepristol. And Google the abortion pill.
Yeah.
Go FDA abortion pill, and you should be able to see it.
And it'll tell you that the second pill is not approved at the top by the FDA. Mm-hmm. So that's just information. When they come to CareNet, when Paula says we want to educate her, we truly want to ensure that she knows exactly what she's getting herself into if she chooses not to go forward with her pregnancy. And that's one of the things that we really hone in on when people look at our website and they call us and say, do you refer for abortion because you have a lot of abortion information on your website? And of course, we correct them and we let them know that we do not refer nor do we perform abortions, but we want her to be educated when she goes in. And she has to know exactly what she's getting herself into, not only mentally, but physically.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Paula mentioned, if she doesn't know how far along she is, by law, you can only take the medical abortion pill up until 10 weeks of pregnancy. Okay. After that, it becomes a surgical procedure. Okay. But these girls don't know how far along they are. And so if they're past that 10 weeks and they're getting the pill, that opens them up to such a scary.
And we've seen nationwide stories in regard to this.
Yeah.
And it was women who were at home and didn't seek a doctor.
Right.
FYI. They're not seeking a doctor. Why? Because they're giving instructions by the abortion facilities to say, if you think that you, if you are worried and you need to go to the ER.
Call us before.
Call us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who in their right mind, any medical place, says, if you are worried and you need to go to the ER, what do they say?
Hang up and dial 911.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, you know, if I call my doctor just to check if I have an appointment, if this is an emergency, hang up and call 911.
Right.
Not what they're instructed to do.
Yeah. Well, this is scary. Before we go to a break, let's put a bow on this part of our conversation, which, by the way, we've got some great, very positive things to talk to you about in our next segment with things coming up at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. But I'll throw it back to you just to close out. What do you want to hit home when it comes to the abortion pill?
I want women to know that CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is here to support you. We want to walk alongside you. We offer the reversal. So if you find yourself, if you took the abortion pill today and you're like, what did I do? Call us. We are here to come alongside, to help you.
Okay, now the website we've given out, carenetabq.com, the phone number to call in the event that they took the pill.
It is
505-880-0882.
Okay, that is 505-880-0882.
But you know what? Another thing, you can go on our website and you can have a conversation with our nurses that are on there.
And that's carenetabq.com. Mm-hmm. Go to the website. And actually, let's make it easier for them. On the website, is there an easy place to...
There's a nurse that they can talk to 24/7, 7 days out of the week.
Okay. So go to the website. It's right on the homepage, and they'll connect with you. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Paula and Jennifer here from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Ladies, can you stick around?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to be right back and maybe even have a laugh.
There you go.
After the break.
You laugh.
ABQ Connect. Paula Gonzalez, Jennifer Ward, both in studio with us today from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And just with the time we have left, Jennifer, we want to jump right into some upcoming things happening, specifically November 7th. It's got to be a date to save.
Yes, put that date on your calendar. It is our Laugh for Life fundraiser that benefits our medical mobile unit. And I will just kind of lead off of what you said earlier about Charlie Kirk, right? Because he was such an advocate for the unborn.
Yeah.
These are events that you want to come to, especially if you're local, and bring your family and bring your children. It is so important to get them involved in the pro-life community at such a young age so that they're equipped and they're ready once they go off to school. In middle school and high school, that way they can talk to their friends. I know my son is well equipped with speaking about being pro-abundant life in public high school. And so it's an event for the entire family. We have the most amazing prizes, all valued at $500 or more.
Wow.
We have great, great prizes. We have...
it's a lot of hamburgers.
It's a lot. It's so fun. And I'm telling
you right now... It's much better than that. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you right now, the food trucks that are there are incredible. We'll have Red Taco Shop, which has the best birria tacos in Albuquerque. And then we have Sueños Coffee Company. They always so faithfully come alongside
the options,
us.
Options for food at the event.
And drinks.
And now what's the venue for the event?
Legacy East Campus off Wyoming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wyoming Montgomery, just north of Montgomery, right next to the new Vitamin Cottage there.
Yes. And they can go to our website at carenetabq.org. That's our new donor website. They can click on events. And once they get to events, they can see all of the information about our Laugh for Life. And of course, we always encourage people to call if they have any questions, 505-880-8373.
All right. It's really easy to find. Now, giving you a couple websites. And actually, listen, if you end up at the CareNet ABQ.com website, just click on partner with us and it'll take you right to the carenetabq.org. Then you can click on events and find out more about what's happening there. And of course, important fundraising happening November 7th at the Laugh for Life with Nazareth.
Yes, he's a funny character.
Yes. So actually, you know, maybe go on YouTube, right? Can you YouTube Nazareth?
You can YouTube Nazareth. And then we're also going to have him do a little live with us a couple weeks before the event. So we'll keep everybody up.
Okay.
On that.
And as far as, you know, let's put numbers on this because of the urgency. Tell me if I'm not right. Hundreds of lives are being lost right now every week.
Yes.
In Albuquerque.
Yes.
Because of the choices that people are making in the wake of an unplanned pregnancy.
Yes. And this particular fundraiser helps to fund our medical mobile unit, which is on the front lines at the abortion clinics, ready to help her in the midst of her crisis. So all of our fundraisers are important, but this one is specific to the medical mobile unit. And I'll tell you right now, if you want to get involved, these fundraisers are where it's at, because
the medical mobile unit is right there.
All right. CareNetABQ.com. And for the events information, CareNetABQ.org. Click on events. If you heard that number earlier and I took the first pill, I need help.
Yes.
That number is 505-880-880. It's 505-880-0882. Yes. Thanks for tuning in. Ladies, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production.